USA Radio News.
House Democrats plan to investigate Ivanka Trump's reported use of a personal email account for government business. The Democrats take control of the House in January, and the investigation will be led by the House Oversight Committee. North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Walker says this is exactly what the Oversight Committee is meant to do.
It's not only reasonable, it's our job. Right now, it's just record keeping, it's data collecting. We'll get that information and follow through on it. But whether it's Republican or Democrat, that's our position to follow through on such incidents or matters.
Tijuana police say they've arrested 34 caravan members for drug possession, public intoxication, and disturbing the peace. Now, they're going to be deported back to their home countries. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen on what's going on at the border.
The reality is that the majority of the caravan that we see is made up of single adult males or teenage males.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Over 800 people are still unaccounted for due to the massive campfire in Northern California. Evacuations are now happening at the Chico Walmart due to rain. USA Radio Network's Wendy King is there.
Firefighters continue to make progress, and the fire is now 75% contained. I'm here at the Walmart parking lot, where people are now being evacuated due to heavy rain in the forecast.
My name is Efren Tavazan. I am too a victim. I survived.
Did you lose your house, Evan?
Yes, I did.
Also with me is a proud, disabled pastor from Paradise who is giving everything for his surviving congregation.
Gary? Pastor Jerry Lingenfelder, I lost everything from the fire. And I've been here since day one, giving, not taking.
Reporting from the Walmart parking lot in Chico, I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
A flash flood watch is in effect for Northern California as well. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It's always a good thing to remember our servicemen and women who are serving abroad during the holiday season. I had a chance to chat with Republican Congressman Steve Scalise about what is being done to help veterans out.
Well, Tim, I first want to thank our men and women in uniform for the sacrifices they make and for their service to our country and what they do to keep us safe. We need to be there for them, especially when they come home from battle, many who are injured and need real serious care at the VA. And frankly, we saw that the VA was letting too many of our veterans down, not giving them the care that they needed. And that's unacceptable. One of the things we passed legislation in Congress to give our troops a pay raise, one they haven't had in years that they've earned. We've also passed legislation to allow veterans to go to the hospital of their choice if the VA is letting them down. You know, the VA is there. It's supposed to be there to serve our veterans who need help, and they weren't doing it in a number of cases. And so if that's the case, a veteran shouldn't be dying waiting on a waiting list. They ought to be able to have the choice to go somewhere else that is willing to treat them, and we passed legislation to do that. So we need to continue to make sure that our veterans have all the tools that they need, not only to train safely to be able to be the best fighting force in the world, but when they come home, we need to take care of them and as well and give them the proper respect they deserve for protecting our freedoms abroad.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.